from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a 36-year-old Woodbridge man is charged with the murder of his 4-year-old son.
Somerset County prosecutors say Sean Tate called for help one afternoon last February from a Franklin Township hotel. He told police the child had suffered injuries in the days before falling unresponsive. The 4-year-old boy was pronounced dead within hours, but the death was only recently ruled a homicide. In addition to first-degree murder, Tate is charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It's a bittersweet time at Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson. The demolition of King to Ka, once the tallest and fastest roller coaster in the world, has begun. The lime green and orange track has been dismantled over the past month. The ride was shuttered without any announcement at the end of the 2024 season. NJ.com reports that it's likely whatever's left of Ka will be imploded soon. Elon Musk says America will go bankrupt unless the federal deficit is brought under control.
A country is no different from an individual in that if an individual overspends, an individual can go bankrupt, and so can a country.
Joined by President Trump in an interview with Sean Hannity, the head of the Department of Government Efficiency also said inflation will not be cut until they first tackle wasteful spending. A new Emerson College poll finds approval of Musk's activities with Doge sits at 41%. A boil water advisory is being lifted for all of Hoboken. Since Tuesday morning, residents were asked to boil their water before use after a 36-inch main ruptured near 18th Street and Jersey Avenue in the border of Hoboken and Jersey City. The New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection lifted the advisory this morning following good water test results. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Will we welcome warmer weather this weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A big dome of high pressure building over New Jersey this weekend into early next week, keeping the clouds away, keeping the storms away, and also settling into a really nice warming weather pattern heading into that final week of February. Now, tonight will be cold. Lows fall to around 20. Hard freeze for most of the state. Calming winds, clear skies. Tomorrow, we'll see sunshine with late day clouds. Highs push to around 40. Sunday, a nice February day to close out this final weekend of February. Look for sunny clouds and seasonable high temperatures in the mid-40s. Even warmer on Monday. Partly sunny skies and highs around 50. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Right now in Union, it is 34 degrees, Long Branch 34, and Vineland, flip those numbers, 43. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.